So I was bicycling in Mexico, going up this long mountain, 50, 70 miles of real steep climb. And I was practiced at watching my thoughts and all that, but the hill was so hard I didn't even notice. I'd begun to think, this is too hard. Why am I doing this? And I said it in exactly those words. This is too hard. Why am I doing this? I said it over and over and over again. I don't know for how long, but long enough that when I noticed I was saying it, that I knew that it was serious. And that I'd better do something about it, because I was defeating myself. And I prayed then. I'd been riding for about 7,000 miles then, and pretty much every day in prayer and meditation, but always gratitude. And this is maybe the first time in all that time that I'd asked for anything. And I phrased it like this. I said, God, this is too hard. I don't know why I'm doing this. Send me a truck. And the anxiety passed right away. I came back to awareness. The mountain was still really hard. I was bicycling up a steep mountain and lonely, or no, hardly any traffic or anything. Google Maps wouldn't even route me up that road on a bicycle. And here I was out there, but I was at peace again then, like I had been in all my travels. And I rode on like that, exhausted, but with the strength. You know, I could have just checked. I didn't have to pray. I could have just checked my heart, because in my heart I knew I was strong enough that I relished the challenge of bicycling up the mountain, and I was looking forward to the exaltation I would feel at the top. So I didn't even need to pray. I could have just checked my heart. But I did pray, and I prayed for a truck, and I came around the corner, and halfway up to the next bend, there was a truck parked there. And it was a guy who was loading rocks from the side of the road into the back of his truck. And so I pedaled up and pedaled laboriously up. And I stop and I ask him, Permita Ayuda, can I help? And he agrees. And so I leaned the bike against a post and I helped him load rocks until the truck was full. And when the truck was full, he said, BC in the Truca. I just prayed for that, but I didn't take it like that at all. I heard what he said, and I opened my mouth to speak, and I didn't know what I was going to say. And the words came out, and they came out. My Spanish was really horrible, still is, but I said, mi instrucciones es todo bicicleta. And I said, my instructions are to go all by bicycle. And I said, no, thank you. And he rode off, and I continued up the mountain. Later, when I thought about it, I realized that when I opened my mouth to answer him, that it was the words of my heart that spoke. I really felt it was such a profound encounter, in that I could identify that those words came from my heart versus my mind.